Instagram and clicking on Donate Today. And stay tuned now for a special News from the Boo conducted by KBOO's Janka Soderberg, who will be speaking with Cindy and Craig Corey. They'll be in Portland this weekend as part of a KBOO-sponsored event.
With Cindy and Craig Corey, the parents of the late Rachel Corey, who was killed at the age of 23 in Gaza in 2003. I wonder if you can tell us a little bit about your upcoming visit to Portland. I understand you'll be here this weekend.
That's right. We'll be at the First Unitarian Church in Portland in, I believe it's the Elliott Room. And We're just delighted to be invited to come and to be present for the presentation of My Name is Rachel Corey, which is a one-woman play that will be performed by Ashley Malloy, who we first met a year and a half or two ago. She was then a student at Central Connecticut State University, where she was performing the play, and she's now carrying it across the country to different community groups and campuses, and will be in Portland on Sunday.
And can you tell us a little bit about the play? I understand that it's based on the writings and diaries of your daughter, Rachel Corey, before she died.
Yeah, it's not just based on, it actually is the writing. So there's almost no word that wasn't written by Rachel. You know, there might be an and or something in there, and it's all in context. So it's been edited by the British actor Alan Rickman and a editor from the Guardian newspaper, Catherine Viner, to sort of make sense out of an hour and a half. But it's Rachel's words. It's not sort of based on. It is Rachel. So you're hearing what she wrote. And the kind of the exceptions to that are a couple of emails from one from Cindy and another from a friend of hers and some from me. So you can hear a couple of other voices, but the actress has to do those other voices. Kind of interesting watching somebody act as if it's Rachel acting to be somebody else. Anyway, it's Rachel's words, and it was, like I say, edited a long time ago, put together by these two really wonderful people, and it's been played on every continent in the world except Antarctica. I don't know of any plans to take it to Antarctica, but I know it's been translated into at least a dozen languages and probably 20 different countries. I think Cindy and I have seen it in maybe 5 different languages, which is pretty impressive, really.
And I understand that the play has also raised some controversy in some of the places where it's been brought. I know in New York City there were some issues, and I wonder if you could talk a little bit about that.
Initially, the play was in London, first performed at the Royal Court Theater, and our family was really blessed with the work that Alan Rickman and Catherine Viner and the Royal Court did on the play and on their kindness to us. And we were able to travel there and to see the production. It was first in a small theater there, and then it was so successful that it moved to a large theater. And they always intended that the play should come to the United States. They said this is an American story. And they were very knowledgeable, of course, about theater and how to go about bringing a play to this country. And they were set up to do that at the New York Theater Workshop. And then even after they had already purchased tickets for the actress who was from London to come and other support staff and so forth to come, even when there was notice online that tickets were going to be available soon and that kind of thing, there came word about what was initially called a postponement, but which those that were familiar with theater knew was kind of an indefinite postponement. And it was a big story in New York and in the United States that this had happened. What was amazing to us at the time, what we heard was that the artistic director of the New York Theater Workshop, he said that he had been told by people in New York that it was a touchy time because Ariel Sharon had fallen into a coma at that time. They just said it wasn't a good time to bring the play. But what happened was that the theater community in New York, the activist community in New York, really rallied. People were shocked and saw it as censorship. And so the that entire group was determined that that action wouldn't stand. And so on the day when it was supposed to have opened in New York, at Riverside Church in New York City, there was a huge gathering. Craig and I traveled for it after we saw how much work people had put into making that happen. The church filled with people who did read Rachel's words. There were actors from New York. There were musicians that performed. And it was just a very moving event. So after that, the play did eventually come to the United States, to the Minetta, and to New York City, to the Minetta Lane Theater. And since then, as Craig has shared, it's gone all over the world. It's been performed a lot in the U.S. But it got off to that very interesting start. I don't think there's probably another piece of theater that has had so much written about it before it ever was produced in this country.
I'd also say that I think a lot of that controversy really isn't directed so much at the play as it is at Rachel. And a lot of it dies down once the play actually is performed. So there's a reaction to it coming to a theater. But I think if people come and see the play, Rachel's, you know, it's a one-person play, and it's all from Rachel's view, and she went to Rafa Gaza, so she's viewing that. But within that, Rachel did see the thing she's reporting there, and she did react. You know, her statements of her reaction are accurate. So there isn't anything inaccurate about the play, and it actually... While, for instance, when it came to Seattle, to the Seattle Repertory Theater, I think there were protesters out there for every performance. But it got rave reviews by, I think, five major news outlets for theater or just regular newspapers up in Seattle. So it's been controversial, but I really think that controversy has been political around Rachel rather than the play itself. And I think it's an interesting piece of theater for people to come see. This, of course, I'm a bit prejudiced, being Rachel's father.
I would just add to that I think, you know, what happened to the play My Name is Rachel Corey reflects what we've seen through the years, the kind of controversy that we see attached to all of the efforts, you know, to address what's happening there in Palestine and in Israel, and the challenges that people do face when they step up and speak out about it.
Well, and it is not politically neutral. Rachel, as a young person coming of age, this is telling her personal journey and exploring this issue and finding out what she found out about Gaza and about Palestine, the injustices that she saw with her eyes, and describing those. Here in the Portland area, even this play was the organizers approached the Milagro Theater, and that theater refused to put it on, saying that this was anti-Semitic. Is that a charge that you come across?
I guess we've heard that, but I get fairly outraged at that. It's just, there's, and Rachel even brings it up that's a fear, I think, of Americans who are not Jewish, of when they speak out on this issue, of being labeled as anti-Semitic. I think it's incredibly important to not be anti-Semitic. I mean, you know, we have to make a clear distinction between Jews and the policies of the government of Israel. But I think everybody has a right to speak out about the policies of Israel. And the other thing I'd say is that Rachel, when you say it's political, she's mostly reporting facts, and she is reporting her feelings about that. But I think it's different than reading about something, you know, and then talking about it. She's there. What she saw happen, her friends that she met there, she met there. And so it's, in fact, and the play, actually about a third of the play is staged in the United States. So it's about Rachel's life, and it starts from her writings when she was maybe 12 years old and goes forward from there. So the surprising thing about the play, I think, would be that I think it's actually very funny. And you wouldn't think of that when people are describing it. But Rachel's humor comes out in that. But it's also reporting her life and what she saw, and that's, I think, a little different than trying to read about something and then describe your politics around that. It's more repertorial. And you can actually hear her voice change from when she goes to Gaza, and so what she's written before that. And it is her writing, so you can hear her voice in it. But it actually changes just because she does become, I think, angry at what she sees, and she's also trying to report what she sees very accurately.
I think it's, you know, disappointing that there was that reaction by the Portland Theater. I know when someone told me about it, my thought was, I wonder if they've truly spent time with the play and read what Rachel had to say and tried to learn who this person was. And I guess I would really encourage people that have those kinds of questions to come and see the play and listen and to make those judgments for themselves. And I would just clarify, too, that, you know, that is not a criticism that we've run up against from any people seriously looking at the production or considering doing the production. It's been performed in hundreds of places, had hundreds of performances, and that, you know, that's not a charge that we hear. I think that that is an attempt on the part of people who do not agree with Rachel politically to try to see if they can, you know, prevent her message, her viewpoint, and her deep passion, I think, for all the people in the region and her commitment to working for the rights of all the people in the region to prevent that from coming forward.
And
well, I'd also sort of add, I know we're going on with this, but I believe the last time we've seen the play was in Jaffa, Israel, and in Hebrew, and it was a wonderful performance to a packed house. You know, I know the play real well. I don't understand Hebrew, so I didn't know the exact words that she was using, but it was very interesting, and it does seem to me that if Jaffa Tel Aviv can, you know, is prepared to watch the play, then I suspect that Portland, Oregon can handle it too.
And again, the play is, my name is Rachel Corey, and she was a young person from Washington, from Olympia, Washington, that was killed in Gaza in 2003. If you could just say one of the quotes or one word from Rachel that you think would really resonate with folks as far as her message to the world?
Well, I think for me, it's always in hundreds of places, had hundreds of performances, and that, you know, that's not a charge that we hear. I think that that is an attempt on the part of people who do not agree with Rachel politically to try to see if they can, you know, prevent her message, her viewpoint, and her deep passion, I think, for all the people in the region and her commitment to working for the rights of all the people in the region to prevent that from coming forward.
And
well, I'd also sort of add, I know we're going on with this, but I believe the last time we've seen the play was in, it said he sort of liked a joiner, and she just repeated, I believe, 10 times, come here, come here, come here. And I think that she realized what a lot of us that have been to Gaza and Israel, the West Bank, feel is that if you come and you see it and you start to understand it, but just to see it for a few hours even, it can change your life. It can change your total understanding about what's going on over there. And I think we'd all do well to drop everything and, as Cindy and Rachel said, drop everything and try to make this stop.
Well, I want to thank you both so much for taking the time to speak with us. Again, I've been speaking with Cindy and Craig Corey. They are the parents of the late Rachel Corey, who was killed in Gaza by an Israeli bulldozer in 2003. The play, My Name is Rachel Corey, based on the diaries and letters of Rachel Corey, will be performed this Sunday. That's November 9th from 7 to 9 p.m. It will be at the First Unitarian Church at Southwest 12th and Salmon in Portland. And Cindy and Craig Corey will be there as to lead a discussion after the play. Thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you in Portland this weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We look forward to it, too.
This is Jenka Soderberg with KBOO News.
And you are tuned to KBOO Portland. You've been listening to the KBOO Evening News. Coming up, a special rebroadcast of one of KBOO's own, Paul Rowland, his Earth Day special, Gaia Rising, from 1989. But first, these messages.
In addition to being weird, Portland is becoming known in the tech industry as a city that fosters innovation. Many people working in the industry believe that new technology can solve problems, including social and environmental problems. Tune in this